If you go to Amazon, you can find an entire genre called dinosaur erotica. And basically what it is what it sounds like. It's people writing books about fantasizing and fetishizing the idea of like a woman being ravaged by a dinosaur. Here's the best part. Don't show me the anti stand up and shit
Look at
photo.
That.
No, that's bad.
What is that? If
Tweet
not
that
a stick
out.
Figure. Yeah, okay, well.
So here's from the Wikipedia page for dinosaur erotica. Noted authors of dinosaur erotica include Christy Sims, Alara Branwyn, Pippa Pout, Chuck Tingle, and Hunter Fox, all pseudonyms. The genre was pioneered by Sims and Branwyn, who were at Texas A&M University together when they came up with the idea.
Oh, buddy. Now we're having fun.
If anybody is coming up with a genre of literature where people get fucked by triceratops, it's the people who fuck the goat and come in the jar.
Hey, let me ask you two questions. One, do you think it's cool to walk over the banfield? No? All right. What about a dinosaur erotica? Do you think that's good? Oh, you do?
Okay, well then monetize it. So I found an audiobook.
Of course, naturally.
It's 50 minutes long, and I listened to the whole thing. For the show. Mostly for the show. The story.
Listen, just once, okay?
Just a little research. The story of the story is this woman, her village is being terrorized by the great beast, the T-Rex.
Yeah.
And
historically accurate.
Yeah, they don't know how to fight it. Like, she comes and talks to like the
so to speak.
Yeah, we'll get there. She comes and talks to the council, the head guy of her tribe, the big chief, the number one cop, and he's like, "Yeah, you're right. We can't fight it." So she digs like a trench. And she's going to lure this beast in and, you know, try to fuck it and tame it? I don't know.
Is that really the plan?
Pretty much. It really is that she's going to, like, lure it in with her appeal, but then she ends up liking it.
So in this...
So there's a little bit of a plot twist.
So, like, you know how we're, like, supposed to suspend disbelief? Like, It certainly does suspend, like, you should accept that.
God damn it, Harper. Did you just Photoshop a corn cob on my face? What a son of a bitch. So distracting. Like I said, they made it too easy.
They have apparently made very easy.
Go on.
We're supposed to go along with dinosaurs are attracted to humans. I'm kind of a square for even questioning
that, being like
right?
A 10. Like, even a dino looks at it and does, like, the glasses flip-up thing where he's like, ooh, yeah. So, I titled this first cut, Dino Erotica 1, Heating Up. So, we'll see where this takes us.
Without warning, it ripped her loincloth away.
Oh, God.
She looked down once more, shocked at the actions of this monster, to see the curls of her own dark pubic hair. Below her feet was an object which she was unable to identify.
It's going to be a dino cock.
2 feet in length at least. It was as thick as her arm at the elbow, except for the end which tapered down into a blunt point, dark red and solid. When the realization hit her like a punch in the stomach, she began to struggle and writhe. There was no way that this creature would be able to shove that massive member inside her.
What are you doing?
I'm delivering on a promise.
You have more than one cut.
I have four.
And I get, like, I'm in my head assuming that you've sequenced these in such a way that they'll get more, like, outrageous.
Listen, it was a 50-minute or 55-minute book, but they only fuck in, like, the last 10 minutes. So I went through a lot of narrative. A lot of character and plot development to get to this point. This one's called Dino Erotica 2, Trying to Bang But Needs an Idea.
Dren had a thought then.
She's Dren.
A thought which might allow her to get away from the situation alive and in one piece.
God, I hope so.
It was not a thought that Dren particularly enjoyed thinking, but she believed that her idea might just work.
What do you think she's going to do?
Fuck the dinosaur,
reaching down,
probably.
As the big lizard smashed forward once more, she caught the girth of its fat cock in her hands and drew it towards her body, increasing the area of nerve endings which were being stimulated.
Yeah.
The T-Rex seemed to appreciate the gesture. It growled out a moan of pleasure and started to pound away at her flesh, the tapered tip of his penis sliding between her swollen breasts.
So what we have here is she's basically hugging a dick, yeah. A dinosaur dick. So we're not going to be able to get this done in the conventional manner, but we're going to improvise. And we're going to sort of, like, if I just hold the whole thing like it's a, you know, like a swing that you just, like, back and forth, you just hold on to it, you might be good.
Like a bear in a tree trunk.
Exactly. You get it.
Perhaps a fireman going down the fireman's pole.
Which, bring that beat back. I don't know if those are still even in use. Do you want the other two?
No.
Yes.
Well, seems we have a stalemate. This one's called Dino Erotica 3, The Dino Hasn't Come Yet.
The sensations crashing through her system eventually brought her to the brink, and she had the first orgasm of her life, grinding herself against the monster's cock as she did, and crying out with intense pleasure. The big lizard was nowhere near finished, however.
Yeah, so this is a bad spot to be in. You see here, TC?
This is Texas. This has to be against some kind of law.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I think quite the contrary.
And carried on blindly.
By the way, this is going to get a lot worse for like the next 1 minute. So
I anticipated that.
If you're squeamish, you know, now's the time.
Not registering, well, I'll see ya. She had come, hammering its cock against her. She could see the red tip of its thick cock stabbing upward between her breasts with each stroke. She stared at the tip, mesmerized.
Mesmerized, TC.
Naturally.
This is my favorite one, right? It says, Dino Erotica 4, find a man to dino fuck.
If she got out of this, she resolved to find herself a young and energetic bedfellow and show him how to do this to her.
That guy is screwed.
He's not measuring up.
That's not going to happen.
No.
You've essentially been ravaged by one of the, you know, apex predators that the globe has ever seen, and now you're going to find a strong young man.
We're talking about the biggest dick in the fossil record. Like, no man is going to be able to. Yeah. No.
There's no doubt.
No bueno. So.
Yeah, listen to the whole book.
Do you have more?
I'm gonna stop now.
So there's how many seconds that you're bailing and it was too bad?
Because I don't know, and I'm kind of feeling the vibe of the room.
So let me ask a question, though.
Yes, I paid $3.99 for it.
That's low. I figured more.
It was an audiobook.
I mean, audiobooks are expensive, man. Does she fuck the dinosaur?
Well, it depends on what you mean by fuck. I mean, clearly she's saying that it
penetration.
Could, no, that's how she resolved to devise this plan of just writing with her arms.
So we got a book you had to pay for, and there's no, like, fucking in this erotic book?
Well, as you heard, they both, you know, had their time. I think fucking is sort of a elastic term.
That's total bullshit, dude.
Now I'm going to play the rest.
Unbelievably, Drin started to feel herself building up toward another intense climax. As she came, she clutched tightly onto the big lizard's dick.
You sort of asked for that. How did this end up being the show we did here where there was the most people here?
I just think, man, that this is a wide-open world.
Instant regret.
We're breaking all the rules, right? Like, she obviously is not
concerned.
If it won't
fit, it won't fit.
But you're the one who gets to determine how big the dinosaur dick is and how big, like, her vagina will handle. You get to write all the rules. And in a world, like, in your fantasy world, where you get to fucking, like, say anything you want. Anything you want. It includes, at best, titty fucking? Fuck that.
It's like the Dwight Schrute hotel.
Yes.
Like, in my dreams, yeah. I'm running a hotel in hell. You're there for life.
He's co-manager with the devil.
Co-managing with the devil. So in your wildest dreams, you're co-manager of a hotel in hell. But wait, I'm making $62,000 a year.
Yes.
I think the fantasy needs to be somewhat believable for it to be really kind of popping, as it were.
This is exactly the sort of dinosaur erotica I would expect for someone who thinks that Gerard Johnson's an acceptable option at quarterback.
Ooh,
that's what,
yeah,
I'm seeing.
Spun it back to sports and to A&M. Yeah. It is a very Aggie version of fucking a dinosaur. Like, crazy, but let's not get too nuts. That's all I have, and I really kind of wish I would have been done 20 minutes ago.
That's fair.